Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
How much money is being spent on this race and why?
Millions, millions. I haven't seen spending on a lieutenant governor's race like this in years. I mean, we've got a host of candidates, and some of them are dropping. You got their own money, their family money, their friends' money, and special interests who either feel like they owe candidates something or are willing to bet on them for the future. You're talking about a job here, lieutenant governor, that doesn't do much officially. It sits on the UC and USC Board of Regents, the Land Commission, the Economic Council, and the Coastal Commission, has a staff of seven, but is seen by many as a possible springboard into, say, the governorship. And that is prompted partly by Gavin Newsom holding that job now, who spent the last couple of years on one hand saying it doesn't do anything, and on the other hand using it as a bully pulpit to get his keep his name and ID out there. And I think others want to follow suit on that, and they're dropping some big coin to follow in his footsteps.
And this one turned out to be kind of wide open. I mean, with no disrespect to any of the candidates, not one of these names here is really a household name up and down California. I mean, you'd have to look them up. And so it creates a wide open race, a drag race with everybody at the starting line.
It does. And what we're talking about here, leading that race, at least in terms of spending and who you're going to see mostly on TV, is Eleni Kouneliakis. She is the daughter of Angelo Sakopoulos, one of the biggest developers in Northern California out of Sacramento, a huge Democratic donor. She's also the former ambassador to Hungary under Barack Obama. We have another former ambassador from the East Bay, Jeff Bleich, an attorney, who was the ambassador to Australia, and he is running on largely on the strength of his legal expertise. We have a state senator, Ed Hernandez, an optometrist from the South Bay, very well from the Southland of Los Angeles area, and he's running. We've got Cole Harris, a Republican businessman who's dropped $2 million of his own money in, and it's all being directed at television ads, because let's get honest, it's not like you're going to have a lot of precinct walkers or house parties for somebody running for lieutenant governor. It's all being done at this point on image. So you're going to hear a lot about how the lieutenant governor is going to save jobs, save the coastline, protect California, keep tuitions down. Whether they can do it or not doesn't really, it may or may not happen, but the idea is they're out there. And in some places, you're seeing more ads for the lieutenant governor's race than you are for the governor's race.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.